Perceptions, Practices, and Potential by Dr. Eric Plasker. What would our potential be if we were raised differently, not told what we are and aren't capable of, what our inherent limitations are as human beings? It's true that we can't all be the GOAT, greatest of all time, at everything. But what if the potential is within us to do amazing things that we want to do, things that push the boundaries of what we've been taught? What if lifestyle choices could make us great and give us abilities that we might now think of as superpowers? If you are thinking that it's not possible, think again. Deep in the copper canyons of northern Mexico in the state of Chihuahua lives the Rarámuri tribe. Their name means the running people. They live in an isolated, remote area in the Sierra Madre Occidental Range. It's an area with both high mountains and deep gorges. Land that the Rarámuri must traverse by foot. Not only that, but they also run this rugged terrain either barefoot or wearing sandals. Rarámuri of all ages run everywhere, sometimes 50 to 100 miles at a time. No fancy shoes or clothing. No pedometers or heart monitors. No runner's playlist to get them pumped. And yet they do it. They run daily, frequently for long distances. Perceptions and practices. So, how did the Rarámuri community develop this amazing endurance, this amazing persistence? How did they develop this superpower? The answer lies in both their perceptions and their practices. First of all, the Rarámuri people don't make a distinction between mind, body, and spirit. And for them, running ticks all three of those boxes at once. As a society, they believe that running is a prayer. Instead of seeing running as being about physical strength or a test of endurance, they believe running to be a form of praying, of thanking God. And this prayer is woven into their daily life in their hunting, travel, games, and ceremonies. They can have races lasting for days, using running for rituals and community. What it means. Today, modern Western science tells us what the Rarámuri people have always known. The human body is capable of, even built for, endurance. In fact, anthropologists believe that persistence hunting, the ability to run prey to exhaustion, was one man's earliest survival strategies. In other words, endurance isn't just for elite athletes. It's part of our design. Lessons to be learned. While the Rarámuri lifestyle is clearly far from ours in the Western world, it doesn't mean that there aren't lessons for us to learn. Things that do apply to us and should make us rethink our current thinking. Here are some key takeaways. Movement is natural medicine. Regular, rhythmic exercise, whether running, walking, swimming, or cycling, nourishes your body and mind. Endurance is built, not given. The Rarámuri's gift isn't just genetics, it's lifestyle. Their daily habits condition their bodies for resilience. Spirit matters. Don't do anything just for trophies. Do like the Rarámuris and give what you do meaning. When your daily lifestyle practices are connected to joy, purpose, or community, they become sustainable and life-giving. True story, if you're still having doubts, then you should read about Candelaria Rivas Ramos. She's a 30-year-old member of the Rarámuri tribe who just won her first marathon, the first race she ever entered. After walking 14 hours with her husband to get to the race, she then ran 63 kilometers or 51.57 miles in 7 hours and 34 minutes to win the women's competition. And she did it in a skirt and sandals. Her first race, with no training of any kind, just the result of her lifestyle. She's living proof. Your potential. Knowing what you know about the Rarámuri and their superpower, where are you limiting yourself? How can you create a lifestyle that would support and lean into your abilities to cultivate strength, resilience, and joy that can last a lifetime? What can you do to unleash your spirit and make living your 100-year lifestyle even more amazing? Whatever it is, we're telling you, you can. The best part is that whatever you want to pursue, you don't have to do it alone. Find a 100-year lifestyle provider near you to help you run, and love, your long race.